This is Sten from the My Thought Coach podcast. Here you'll find stories and other great stuff all designed to elevate your thinking and set you free in your mind. At the end of every episode is a guided meditation or tool written to go in tandem with the topic of this podcast. Everything on this podcast has, in one way or another, set me or someone close to me free. In ancient communities, villages had shamans who were essentially the community healers, and they used storytelling to heal members of the villages or groups, and in so doing were able to bring about shifts, huge shifts in individuals, family units, and communities as a whole. So today's episode is all about relationships. I just recently started doing a different YouTube podcast with one of my good friends, and we've spoken a lot over the years about the effects of our thoughts and how they affect so many things in our lives, how our thoughts affect the amount of stress and turmoil or peace and harmony that we experience. And he lives across the country from me, so we decided for some strange reason to start recording our Zoom calls with the thought that our phone chats were always so fun that certainly others might also enjoy listening to them. So I'm using a piece of a recent chat that we had on our little show, since it's a really good example of how my friend Lincoln was able to turn around a potentially very difficult situation going on between him and his husband during this COVID situation. And he did so by using deliberate and intentional thoughts. A little pre-warning before I put it down there, there's plenty of meandering, but listen for the facts of his story that he had, the thoughts that he had about those facts, and how those thoughts he was having created his feelings, and then his actions, and then his results, and how he was able to turn it around. And I'll join you at the end.
Protein shake. Sten Lincoln, Lincoln Sten. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, team. Ooh, we need to do split screen because actually yesterday when we were doing it, it was not.
That's bad.
I'm not sure how to do that though.
Because
it was like going bouncing back and
great
forth.
Listening faces when you're talking. If you're not listening on the podcast and watching this instead, I like to make
so lucky right now.
Really good, like resting face, like listening resting face.
I've noticed that you've been making a real effort to really act like you're listening when I'm waxing eloquent, and I really appreciate that. For those of you that are new, this is the Lincoln Sten Lincoln Show, and we're so grateful to be here. And it looks like even at the beginning of the class, even at the beginning of our podcast, Lincoln has already begun tapping. Today, we're going to talk about a few things. Oh, Lincoln, are you excited?
So excited! I'm ready. Let me get my screen.
Okay,
ready.
Lincoln, okay. I've been friends forever.
Literally friends. I know we look like we're 37, but we've been friends since the mid-80s.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Tell me again what we're going to touch on today so I know what the next 15 minutes is all about.
Well, one thing was relationships. I had an interesting session with someone yesterday.
Was it me? Because I've got issues right now in my relationship.
It wasn't you, but it does seem that there is a theme with relationships around the world that people are just struggling right now. Everything's being pushed to the limit. You know what? The reality is, I'm sorry, we have issues with relationships, whether we're in pandemic or not. So we're not even going to blame it on the pandemic. We're just going to say we freaking struggle with relationships, and thank goodness that we have these things to challenge us and to help us grow into better humans and to work out and resolve our own things. And if it's not the person you're living with, it's going to be someone else or it's going to be something else, but you will be continuously, I believe, given opportunities to become your best, the best version of you. And without resistance, as you know, Lincoln, from lifting up weights, there's no better way to understand how life works than to actually do resistance training. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Guns out, guns out. Sorry. I'm so sorry. 14 people just hung up.
Click. And 14 people just joined for that flex. It's just important to recognize that when you lift weights, you need, if it's not a little bit heavier than you can do, you will never get stronger, ever,
right.
I love it. It's a little type and a shadow of what all of life is. And it's always, everyone is as maxed out as they can be right now. Not even right now, always. Everyone has as much as they can handle and they're doing the best that they can. And when they can do better, they will. Let's discuss.
Does your conversation that you were going to share with your person yesterday, your client, relate to my thing that you said 40 minutes ago, which is sometimes in relationships, we can accidentally forget who we are because we're in the thing so much.
I think relationships.
We remember who we are and what we're all
That's
about.
What it includes. Tell us what's going on, Lincoln. It's just you, me, and 5 million people. I can't talk about my client.
Well, you were going to share something. You were going to share some conversation you had.
Well, I was going to share that relationships are a challenge for people. And they're triggering, they're pressing buttons, as they always do. And the strange thing that I've noticed, especially when people are stuck in relationships, is that they feel that they are a victim to the behavior or the lack of behavior from the other person, and that somehow has any right to define who you are or how you feel about yourself. And that's against the rules. You're not allowed to do that when you're a human being, because you have the ability, unless you're like 4, then you can be sad if your parents are mean to you. But if you're a grown up and people aren't behaving on their best self and you happen to be in a relationship with them, I'm sorry, I'm watching this cooking video at the same time and I keep getting distracted as she's cooking the eggplant. So I'm going to turn this over. I'm sorry, Ellie, if you're watching this, I can't watch your cooking
video. Are you getting as distracted by that cooking video that you're streaming as I'm getting distracted by the lifesaver you're chewing? I'm just
kidding. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
I think the thing that I want to say is that when you are, I don't know, sometimes you can just give too much. Is that possible, to sacrifice too much? And then you forget who you are. And then you're not a good, mm-hmm. then you're not being good for the relationship.
Right.
Because you're not treating yourself well.
Okay. So give me an example of when you gave too much.
Sacrificing too much of my own needs and schedules and things that are important to keep me on track and sane for somebody else's schedule. Or
give me a specific example. When's the last time that happened?
Yesterday.
Tell me what happened. Let's discuss.
I've got a list of things I've got to get done. I want to get outside, reset my circadian rhythm because we're all in lockdown during COVID. And I want to walk at least 2 or 3 miles at a quick clip. So maybe somewhere beautiful and hopefully the sun will come out. I've got to dig out of 3 days of getting behind on my work email because I was working on a project and I need to get to do that. I want to help my daughter with her homeschooling schedule with all the Zoom classes and just make sure she's on track there. I want to fold the mountains of unfolded clothes that are causing my life to have hoarding tendencies in my brain. Mm-hmm. And none of those things happened because somebody else wanted me to be available for them. And I just jumped in to that. I didn't even get through the list, but I felt like it was starting to get tedious. There's more.
So we're going to break this down. So the circumstance is, and that everyone would agree on, is you're in a significant relationship. You had things you wanted to do to feel better about you and the world and your relationship with the world. And your significant other requested...
And to lower my own anxiety and the conversation in my own head also. Like, if I get my stuff done, then I feel more contentment. And therefore, like, I'm better for my kid. I'm less anxious and edgy when she needs something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. So basically, if I could encapsulate that, you chose your relationship with Jason and his needs, or I'm sorry, your relationship with and his needs over your relationship with you and your needs.
Right.
Right.
And that's a pattern.
Okay. And now you're feeling, so what would you say the primary feeling that you're feeling is? Resentful or not? Well, yeah, you tell me. I don't know what you're feeling.
Yeah, a little bit like, hey, you're always good about taking care of your own stuff without even thinking twice about dissing my suggestion to come to sacrifice, to come into whatever I need in my world. But in reverse, I will always like go team and in my mind, at least, and like, I'll sacrifice my stuff. I'll procrastinate my stuff. And then I'm sort of feel bad about that. And I wish that I had gotten it done, my own things.
Because what you're telling me are the thoughts, which are, I give too much. He never reciprocates. There's a whole story going around, and the circumstances are just simple. You had things to do. He needed help, and you were there for him.
Mm-hmm. Every time, let's just say whether that's true or not.
Just going to say this time.
Okay.
And your thoughts about it are: this happens every time, right? All the time. Because the truth is, it doesn't happen all the time. Like, but there's probably evidence that some of the time this is happening. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I want you to just say one word feeling. When this happens, when this thing happens, this situation where you have things to do and you sacrifice the things that you want to do for you, they're important to you for something that's important to him. And then you start to, because of that situation, you start to think these thoughts about, I give too much.
Unfair.
This happens over and over. He's not there. Unfair.
Is anger.
Resentful. Anger.
If there was a word between like bugged and anger with a dash of resentment, whatever that word is.
Bugged, anger. I'm going to say resentful.
I mean,
it's
resentment
something
light.
Like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Diet resentment.
Right. Diet resentment. That's it. That's exactly it.
Resentment. Okay, so this is a great example, because there's a situation, there's a circumstance. And so I'm just wondering, when you have thoughts about the situation, the problem, this resentful, diet resentful feeling, and I would say it's probably not diet. I would say it's probably full sugar. Let's just be honest. It's probably 37 grams of sugar, resentment. That is coming on because of the way that you're thinking about a choice that you made.
Yeah.
No, and so how does that, when you have those thoughts and you feel this way, how do you act?
Well, then I communicate poorly. It's a catch-22, because when you have a lot of shared history for decades, you accumulate experiences, and some of those experiences have scar tissue around them, and some of them have flowers and balloons and rainbows around them. I think that the challenge in long-term relationships is sort of like keeping at bay all the sensitivity around pushing the buttons that is in the baggage. And reminding myself, like, whenever I go to that place, I've started to practice flexing the muscle of like, oh, I love these 10, literally these 10 things out of 158 that I love about this person. These top 10 things: sense of duty, obligation, loyal, won't let you down when it really matters, handsome as shit. Can that be in there? Because that ranks high.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
At least to me. Okay. And great.
This
parents,
is your party.
Hard worker. Yeah. Like, I have to go through the literally, I do it all the time. Like, oh no, don't spiral there that this person does this thing that is unfair feeling consistently to you. Why don't you just focus on the things that, and then I can sort of like the spiral going down, I can sort of push it back up. And if I get it going good enough, it's like a whirlpool going up. I literally picture a tornado going up.
I like that.
And you can change the direction of it, but there are moments when it is so easy to walk away, fight or flight. And I've been practicing, like, I say it out loud. I said it last night, like the easy thing to do would be to just go away, just to leave, but I'm not going to do that. Yeah. We're going to have dinner right now.
Yeah. Okay. That's great.
And you you have to totally fake it. Cause when you're mad and you don't want to see that person, you just have to like fake it. And it's easier to fake it when you're at work and you have to be professional and you can put on a game face, or when you're with your kid and you have to set an example. When it's just the two of you, it's a roughie, because you kind of have to override a lot of strong emotions to just go, okay, like I'm totally not enjoying this. But then 15 minutes in of faking it, somehow something, I just remember there was a moment when it shifted and I'm like, okay, I'm back on track. We're back on.
Yeah.
This is okay. Yeah. But it takes your higher self and it takes discipline, and you kind of just have to suck it up and not let your fight or flight amygdala old brain, reptilian brain take over. It's so gratifying. There's something indulgent in just like walking out the door, getting in the car, leaving the room.
Yeah.
There's something that feels very like, you know, like there's something that's like you scratch an itch and to have that itch and then not like a mosquito bite and then resist that temptation to scratch it and just go, nope, I'm just going to override that with my mind and remind myself all the things I love about this person.
This is such a fun situation to take a look at, because this is the kind of thing that happens to all of us. Our brains are really tricky, and it's easy to get stuck into thinking like this without ever really realizing what we're doing. We just get stuck there. So what was so exciting to me about this little chat with Lincoln are two things. First, did you notice that the feelings of anger and frustration that he was having weren't really caused at all by the situation or even something specific that his husband had done necessarily? Instead, the anger that he felt was caused solely by the thoughts that he was having about a choice that he himself had made. So he chose to help his husband out, and then he didn't get his stuff done. So when he felt bad about that, he gradually began to feel a growing resentment about how this kind of thing always happens. He was feeling victimized and annoyed, and eventually began to even notice that it was affecting his level of communication. And this is what I loved about the story. Once he began to realize that he was headed somewhere he didn't want to be, he was able to turn it around all inside of his mind. The situation didn't change at all on the outside from one minute to the next, but Lincoln made a deliberate choice to bring to his mind or his remembrance all of the good things about his partner, all the great things about how cute he was and all this stuff. And in the heat of a slow building resentment that could have created all sorts of trouble, you know this, we all know this, he could have created all sorts of trouble with his thinking if he had continued in the direction that he was headed. So instead, he did. He just listened to his mind, all the things he appreciated, and acknowledged his own feelings. He did acknowledge his own feelings of wanting to storm out, but then intentionally chose something different. And I like to think that it was him thinking that what he wanted most out of the relationship and not what would just feel good at the moment. And he said that in there. So a lot of times this is a good way to start when things are going south quickly, just to think about what you want most from the situation and focus on how to get there. What you really want most is not to win, right? What you want most is harmony and to feel good inside. That should be our motivation, not to feel like we're better than someone. That will never have any lasting effect. What do you want most? Probably harmony or peace or strength and no more drama, so you can really get stuff done or focus on things that matter most. He could have kept thinking about all the annoying things about his partner, but instead he rehearsed all the things he loved most about them. And in that moment, everything changed for him. I love it. So remember, in your relationships, it's so easy to blame circumstances or the people in your life as the cause for you feeling miserable, when in fact, it is your thoughts about those circumstances. It's just the way you're thinking about it. Circumstances on their own are neither good nor bad. They're usually just really neutral, like they were in this situation. But the distress is being caused by the way that we're thinking about it, or we're thinking things should be differently. And anytime you start saying, it should be this way, or he should be treating me this way, or they should, that we're just going to get stuck when we think like that. And instead, with our thoughts, we can change everything. We can completely change our world. Thinking about these things will help change your inner dialogue and will affect much more than just your relationships. It will help you see that you're never a victim of circumstance, that you and only you are responsible for the things happening in your life. I hope you found this podcast helpful. If you liked listening to Lincoln and me, I'd love to hear from you. You can follow me on Instagram at My Thought Coach or My Thought Coach Stin Hansen on Facebook, or email me at stin@mythoughtcoach.com. Thanks for listening. I hope you find the following recording helpful. Say each of the following statements either out loud or in your mind in your own voice, and start to notice what happens as your inner world begins to change. These are affirmations for personal responsibility. I take full responsibility for everything about me, even the thoughts that I think. I am in control of the vast resources of my own mind. By using affirmations and self-suggestions, I direct and control what I say when I talk to myself. I alone am responsible for who I am, for what I do, and what I tell myself about me. No one can share this responsibility with me. I allow others to accept their responsibilities for themselves, and I don't try to accept their responsibilities for them. I enjoy being responsible. It puts me in charge of being me. I create my own reality. I personally create and direct everything that I do in my life. I accept the responsibility for this, and I'm consciously aware of the many great opportunities this gives me to create good in my life and in the lives of so many others. I allow no one else at any time to assume control or responsibility over my life or over anything that I do. I choose to leave nothing about me up to chance. When it comes to me and anything in my life, I choose to choose. My choices are mine alone to make for myself. I do not, at any time, allow anyone else to make my choices for me. I accept full responsibility for every choice and decision I make. I always meet all of the obligations which I accept, and I accept no obligations which I will not meet. There is no they on whom I lay the blame or whom I share my responsibilities. I joyously accept that I'm not a victim of the circumstances of my life. I am the author of my own script. I have no need to make excuses, and no one needs to carry my responsibility for me. I acknowledge and accept the responsibility not only for my actions, but also for my emotions, my thoughts, and even my beliefs. I accept the responsibility for my strengths, for my happiness, for my positive, healthy attitudes, and for my past, my present, and my future. There is nothing which escapes the exciting truth in every part of my life, from my slightest movement to my grandest dream, is mine and mine alone. I am responsible. As I listen to and say these words and visualize their meaning in my mind, I am becoming increasingly aware of how completely I affect and control the life I live. I accept the responsibility for myself and for my life.